Saint Teresa of Jesus is a fount of wisdom from whom we can draw so many riches for our spiritual life. The inspiration that came to me for her feast day today was to focus on the words she uttered just before she died. I die a daughter of the Church. With all the troubles the Church is going through at this time, you may wonder why pick this sentence from all her writings and sayings. The Church on earth is truly suffering. Many have left or are leaving. The abuse crisis seems unending. Bishops and laity are divided among themselves. I hope it is the Holy Spirit moving me to share some thoughts about the Church on this feast of Teresa. All the accomplishments of Teresa flow from one source, her love for Jesus. Her love and caring for the Church also come from her love for Jesus. This is such a good reminder to us. The Church is not some impersonal object, it is the body of Christ. He is the head, and we are its members. Members of the Church may do evil things, but Jesus is never the source of evil. Jesus suffers in the members of the Church who suffer. As Jesus said to Saul before he became St. Paul, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" Listen to Teresa's words. The world is all in flames. They want to sentence Christ again, so to speak, since they raise 1,000 false witnesses against him. They want to ravage his Church. For Teresa, the Church is not a separate entity from Christ. In another place, she breaks into prayer, saying, "O my Redeemer, my heart cannot bear these thoughts without becoming terribly grieved. What is the matter with Christians nowadays? Must it always be those who owe you the most who afflict you?" It might be helpful to stop and remember at this point that Teresa also suffered from many members of the Church: bishops, priests, religious, lay people, powers of the Church and state. She was reported to the Inquisition, but none of this diminished her love for the Church. In fact, she reformed Carmel for the glory of God and the good of the Church. In our troubled times of fake news, untruths, divisions, hatreds, confusion, let us be reminded that these are tools used by the devil to lead us astray. May Jesus, who is truth incarnate, give us his Holy Spirit to keep us away from the road of falsehood and lies. Some of us may be angry with the Church for real or imagined hurts. In commenting on the words of the Our Father, "Deliver us from evil," she writes, "Our wills are so different from God's will for us. God desires truth. We choose falsehood. God desires for us great and sublime things. We desire the things on earth. God would have us desire only what is certain. We love what is doubtful." Let us, though, strive to make the petition, "Deliver us from evil." Let us not insult God by asking for too little. Whatever our feelings about the Church at this time, may we not separate the Church from Jesus Christ, our head. As the expression goes, don't cut off your nose to spite your face. We endanger ourselves if we cut ourselves off from the Church and forget how one Jesus is with the Church. We need Jesus, and he comes to us through the Church, through the sacraments and one another who are members of his body. Remember, Paul was struck blind on the road to Damascus, and only through the Church in the person of Ananias was his blindness healed. As we celebrate her feast, may Teresa help us to grow in love for the Church with all its warts and weaknesses. It doesn't mean we deny or hide them, but like Teresa, we do not abandon the ship of the Church, but do what we can to purify her and become one of her best members, which ultimately means good friends and disciples of Jesus. That was her response. May it also be ours.